check in. Have you had it before?
Mm-mm.
You'll love
it.
Is it nice?
Amazing.
How big is it?
You can have it.
Order their breakfast, yes.
Oh, definitely large.
A smoothie.
I'll get that, a large one.
It's got kidney beans and chicken in it. It's
okay, sick. Can I have a juice as well?
What flavour?
Carrot and apple, please.
It's not all about you, Tom.
Do you know what? Yeah, like,
tropical one with the yoghurt in it.
Okay, thank you.
There's only two of you as well. What an order.
Do you know what? That'll be nothing.
Doesn't
touch the sides.
It's Gregsy at breakfast at North Sand 1, and they've just been sorting out their breakfast order, I think, by the sounds of it. It's Frankie and Rochelle from the Saturdays. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Now, listen, I'll apologise now. I may be a little bit mushy during the next couple of minutes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't believe you.
I know. I'm incredibly nervous talking to you girls.
Oh, shit.
Well, first of all, I guess we should talk about the single, because the single came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was out on Sunday, actually.
The single came out on Sunday. I know what I'm talking about. And first time I saw that single, I actually saw you guys perform it on, it was a Saturday night show, and I think it was a lottery show.
John Barrowman.
That's the one?
Yeah.
Right. First of all, what is that show all about? That is just the most bizarre TV experience of my life.
I know. Bless John. He's so nice, but he's nuts on there. I'm like, yeah, he's funny. It's kind of, the show is about giving kids, you know, well, not necessarily kids, people with a chance that have, you know, have done good things and helped others out, their chance to have a nice night and their time to shine if they like singing or dance or whatever they like doing. So there's this girl that wanted to perform with us. She's a full-time carer for her mum and she wanted to perform with us. So she came on and sung Higher with us, and then we performed the new single as well. But yeah, it was cool. It was a nice show, but it is bizarre.
Your new single's actually been keeping me awake at night.
Really?
It has, yeah, because it reminds me of an early 90s dance tune, and I don't know what one it is.
Oh, I'm not sure.
You shed any light on it? No. It really is not in me.
When you know, let us know.
I will, yeah. I'm never going to find out.
Have you girls danced to your own song yet in a club?
No. We were talking about this earlier, actually. You kind of have to choose between ignoring that it's on.
Yeah, I do that.
Or just dancing like an idiot, but never doing the dance routine.
Yeah, never being serious.
And what would you say? What one thing would get you girls all fired up?
In a good or a bad way?
Oh, in a good way, yeah. In a bad way as well, but in a good way first.
A performing. Yeah, we're going on tour, aren't we? So to be on stage, you get the buzz like no other. That gets me all fired up.
Mm.
Frankie?
She was agreeing with me.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's kind of a buzz that you can't really beat and it's
or
just,
explain.
Yeah,
to anyone.
It's crazy and it's so good. And once you get out there and you know that people are there to watch you and they're enjoying themselves, it's just so much fun.
So we'll get you all fired up in a negative way then. What should I avoid for the next couple of minutes here?
Making noise when you eat.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't look a noisy eater.
Everyone asking us if we're going to get married.
Yeah.
To each other.
So are you getting...
yeah, to each other.
No, not to each other. There's always some... rumours get me all fired up. That's a good one.
Well, funny you should say that, because there was a rumour flying about a while ago that, Frankie, you were going to be a judge on The X Factor. Where did that rumour come from?
Yeah, I don't know. I think they were just trying to, like, pin it on anyone, to be honest, because no one really knew what was going on. But, no, I wasn't going to be, so...
Are you even a fan of the show?
That now. it's just a great Saturday night in with a takeaway watching X Factor.
And is that what you girls would do? Do you girls do that on a Saturday night?
Yes.
I can't imagine you girls are indoors on a Saturday night.
Yes.
With a...
Well, the only reason that we wouldn't be indoors if we got a show or something. So the rare times that we are at home is we don't really feel to go out. We're just like, everyone come to mine, have a takeaway and watch X Factor. That's a good Saturday night for me.
Okay, now I don't really want to talk about the fact that you girls have got boyfriends.
But you're gonna.
But well,
he's trying to forget about the facts.
To a point, you were talking about like rumours and things. You open a newspaper these days, and I'll pick one at random here, and you're gonna be in there somewhere, pictured. Rochelle, for example, with your man from JLS. Mm-hmm. Question I want to know: who sings better in the shower?
And do you?
I sing louder in the shower. Like I sing around the house. I think on a whole more, and he's like, "All right, babe, all right." And then, but we take it in turns. But both being singers, it's like a bit of a noisy household.
And Frankie, if I can just ask you a couple of questions that guys will have on the edge of their tongue here. We're going to talk about very briefly FHM, 22nd hottest woman in the world, Zoo, hottest body in the world. Glamour Woman of the Year Awards, best dressed. So how long do you take to get ready in the morning?
Well, I always give myself, well, if I'm going to do my makeup and everything, I give and have a shower, everything, I give myself an hour. But if I'm really tired, I'll give myself like half an hour and do my makeup in the car.
Yeah, I love that.
Mascara in the car.
Yeah,
I take my hat off to
skill.
You.
I can't.
I
had a driver the other day and I was doing my mascara and he was like, "Oh, be careful." Wow. And I was like, "Oh, don't you worry, I'm used to it." I could do everything, put false eyelashes on, do eyeliner.
So impressed. I think you guys were the ones that were in the S Club Juniors, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you ever miss? Do you miss being in that band together or not so much?
Is it the good days? Being a 12-year-old, no.
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 Do you never want to do one of the cover? Like, do you never want to cover one of the songs?
No.
Our manager's always like, maybe you should do one. We're I kind of always think the only thing I do miss is having a chaperone. Because when we had one, it was like, oh, so annoying having an adult there to look after us all the time. But now I'm quite like, it would be quite nice to have someone to make sure you have lunch and dinner and only do a certain amount of hours work a day.
Right, you're going to be on tour and you're going to be coming. You're pretty close to our neck of the woods. You're going to be coming to the SECC.
Yeah.
And it's in December. What's it like going on tour in December?
Well, we won't know until we're there, but I'm so excited. It's our first arena tour and we're in Glasgow on the 13th of December. But we're giving ourselves long enough time to get ourselves ready. We're going to start rehearsals in October. And yeah, because we've sold out two theatre tours before, but we've never ever put on sale an arena tour. So it's kind of nerve-wracking and excited at the same time.
But have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
I started mine last week, so keen.
Wow, that is good.
But no, only because it will stress me out that every day I'm going to be working, I know, in November and December, because we've got the album out and then we've got the tour. And I can't be behind stuff like this. I get really anal. So yeah. No, I'm starting it now.
And I'll be doing my online shopping on the 20th of December.
Right, I think your breakfast has just arrived. That was a heck of an order you put in.
Starving.
And good luck with the single. Do you want to? Shall we get it on now, actually? We should play it now.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Come on.
Wake everyone up.
Introduce the song. Go on.
Hi, we're the Saturdays, and this is our brand new single, All Fired Up.